I think whoever wrote this was smoking the New York Times. Weird vibes in the economy are setting the stage for a recession. As economists and consumers alike say the recession has already arrived. We've talked about that on this show many times. Author Kyla Scanlon wrote, "The vibes in the economy are weird. That weirdness has real effects." Yeah, man. It sounds like someone took the brown acid, man. Scanlon claimed the U.S. economy is less focused on reality and more focused on interpretations of reality, man. Including how consumers react in response to talks of economic decline, man. I need some, I like a little whipping post. I need some goddamn psychedelic music, man. Yeah, man, it's more like it, man. This is a better vibe, man, for my story, man. If you're gonna read my story, man, get the right vibe going, man. When policy is more focused on indicators that might not fully reflect reality and not on the silly and messy people whom the policy is meant to serve, we enter dangerous territory, man. That's what she wrote. There's no recession yet, man. Right now we're in a vibe session of sorts. A period of declining expectations that people are feeling based on both real-world worries and past experiences, man.
A real cement head.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the Ouija board out. We just decided, we just channeled some of our old relatives who told us that we're not in a recession. It's based on past experiences, man. Scanlon also blamed noise about the economy for the negative assumptions American consumers have formed. Writing, the economy is a testament of what people do, and when too much bad air conquers the circulating narrative, man, it can lead to people to expect the worst, man. I'm picking up some bad vibes here, man. Despite indicators pointing to a recession, Scanlon claims the recession has yet to arrive. People are simply fearing the worst is yet to come. It's all bad vibes, man. Like, I got these bad vibes, man, from my mortgage company, man. They sent me these bad vibes and told me to get the fuck out of my house, man. Like, what are we supposed to do, man? We gotta get a new pad, man. I went outside, man, to check on my chariot, man. And they repossessed it, man. It's just bad vibes, man. They didn't even tell me they were gonna take my car, man. My chariot, man. Yeah, man, that's better, man. I got economic woes, you know. But, I mean, it's just a vibe. Went to the grocery store, man. They wouldn't take my card, man, because my bank account had bad vibes, man. There was no money in it, man.
We got record inflation. Bad vibes. Fuck out of here. You know, and the New York Times puts this shit in their crappy newspaper. And people flock to it. They love it, man. They called it noise.
It's noise, man.
It's noise. That's what I say it is. Noise coming from D.C. That's noise to me. It's not noise when they shut the fucking electricity off. And you're working by bong light. I'm sure it wouldn't affect these people.
So it's you, man. It's your bad vibes, man. You're bringing down the recession, man.
Like, this broad's been hanging out with Hunter Biden. all smoked up. Or worse. It's not them. It's you. Remember that. Comfortably numb.
Hey, man. I mean, like, the other day, man, I woke up and there was no water, man. It was like a bad... It took me back to Woodstock, man, before it started raining, man. And we were sliding around in the mud, man. And then we needed to get washed off, man, because, like, it was a bad vibe, man. All that crusty mud, man. Then it started raining, man. And, like, we were washed, man, because we just said, I hope it starts raining, man. Let's just have a good vibe and hope for rain, man.
These fucking idiots. Dems poised to make the IRS larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. If the Democrats have their way, one of the most detested federal agencies, the Internal Revenue Service, will employ more bureaucrats than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. Like I said at the top of the show, 87,000 additional employees being trained by thousands of idiots. What could go wrong? They're trying to double the size of the IRS. You think they're doing that to go after rich people and the elites? Do I have to? Is that a rhetorical question?
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
What happened in the House, though, and in the Senate? They, of course, they went for it. Now, if you want to see something interesting, let's see if the House and Senate flip in November to so-called red. And let's see if they walk this back and destroy it and erase it. If it does, if these places flip to the red side, so to speak. If they flip to the red and this isn't walk back, then you have more proof. Then this is just one big bullshit circus meant to fleece you. And Joe Manchin, your favorite trading card hero. Everybody loves Joe Manchin.
Oh, he's really standing.
He just sold you the fuck out. He just gave you 87,000 additional employees in the IRS to fuck with you, to take your money, to weaponize against you. Better find some good tax attorneys. Yeah, you can make it hard for these guys. You don't just have to bend over every time they come with their tin cup out. Make them work for it. If you're like me, I'd rather pay an attorney to fuck with them. Plain and simple. But the Democrats aren't afraid to let you know that they're coming for you, they're gunning for you, and whatever they haven't already taken from you, they're going to want to take it. The elites are not going to pay additional revenue. Even when they get charged with additional revenue, they don't pay it. And they just negotiate it down to pennies on a dollar. They soak you every turn, and then, boom, they drop a piano on your head and say, you know what? You guys have been giving us 50, 60% of all your money, and we want more. And we're going to take more. And that falls right in line with by 2030, you will own nothing and be happy. I don't know about the be happy part. This is preposterous, of course. The IRS. They already take far too much from folks. Folks just hand it over. Don't even think about it. Just give it to them. They don't want to be messed with. You don't think they're going to come for you regardless. We pay you. I love these people. If you're not, you know, have anything to hide, why are you worried? Oh, you fucking assholes who say that? You don't think they're coming for you too? You stupid fucking idiots. guys better get with it. They'll take it all. You let them. You can fight the fuck back. Sure.
But wait, man. It's a bad... They're not coming after you, man. You're just thinking negative about it, man.
They'll take your bong, too, from you. Wait a second, people.
That's going too far, man. It's way too far, man. Now they stepped over the line, man. They're taking my weed stash, man.
Manchin and his fucking wing monkeys in the Senate and the House drunk. You heard her at the top of the show mumbling. Fucking drunk Nancy. She's going to pass that today or tomorrow. It's going to beef up the agency's budget by more than 600%. And they still haven't gotten any money from the Clintons. Federal tax receipts are projected to hit $5.7 trillion with a T in 2027, up from just over $4 trillion last year. What do you think they're going to do with an army of fucking criminals to shake you down? Yeah.
We're not going to raise the taxes, Biden, on anybody making under $400,000 because we're going to audit them and milk them for every fucking dime they have. Yeah, oh.
You don't think they're coming?
Mm-hmm.
Or start shopping for attorneys now. Doesn't matter whether you pay your fair share or not. They can say you don't and put you through the fucking ringer. What's that flag? It's another flag that the FBI doesn't like. Come and take it. Putting that fucking flag out by the mailbox. Come and take it. You think you can get it? I found out fighting these criminals, the Justice Department, when you stand up and fight, they don't know what the fuck to do. They're like, what?
How dare this upstart? I mean, the goal of this man to think he has any rights in this country. Well, we'll show him.
And then before it's over, like, God damn it.
Can't we just settle this case with this man? He's a menace.
Become a menace. That's my advice. Stop bending over and stroking checks at the fucking... Every time somebody rings the doorbell. Fuck out of here. Might want to take a chapter out of the folks in Britain. Revolution has begun. 75,000 Brits have stopped paying their power bills amid inflation storm. Resistance is growing. In the UK, more than 75,000 irritated Brits have pledged not to pay their electricity bills this fall when prices jump again. Strike comes as inflation storms the country. High energy prices promise a spike even further and have already obliterated household income. The Brits are most miserable in three decades as inflation is expected to hit 13%. And while the Bank of England hiked interest rates the most in 27 years to tame inflation, risks are mounting of a recession. Folks, you understand this is a global play, right? Just want you to know that. This is a global play. I said this many times. People listening to this thing all over the country. It's very simple. What you see happening here in the U.S. is happening other places. Things that are happening other places that haven't reached the U.S. are destined, are scheduled, are slated to hit the U.S. None of this is happenstance. We've talked about that many times. None of it is coincidence. It's all scripted. I'm a big believer in that. Good investigators don't believe in circumstantial. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Morris championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Morris supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. Things being happenstance and coincidence. Things just happening. Oh, that's weird. That happened at the same time this happened. That's very strange. What do we do about that? You try to tell people this. Sometimes they understand. Sometimes they fight back and argue with you that you're the fool. However, as time goes on, man, we continue to look brighter and brighter as the sun sets day after day. Just exactly what we said and how it. And look, I'm not looking for any fucking trophies. It's a damn atrocity to all of us as individuals that we're right about this stuff. But globally, you have to understand there's fuckery afoot. Watch out. I've said before, you're going to hell in a bucket. There's a song about that, right? Where is it? That's not it. That's Megadeth. Well, perhaps that is prophetic as well. A little Megadeth. I think it's maybe what the government has in store for you. Megadeth. What's the difference at this point? We're all screwed. Of course, I'm talking to the collective as far as a global collective is concerned. Spain bans air conditioning. Yes, Spain bans air conditioning. Listen to this. Threatens massive fines. You ever been to Spain this time of year? It's a smoker. Spain bans air conditioning, threatens massive fines if you drop the temperature below 80 degrees. What? That's not air conditioning. Because, folks, it's all about keeping you in line. I'll crank the fucking air down to whatever I want to crank the air down. Come over the house. Jump bad with me. It's cool in the basement, too, where you'll be chained up at. It's really nice down here. Can you loosen these handcuffs?
A real cement head.
Citing a real risk of natural gas shortage during the coming winter, the Spanish government has decreed that all shops, department stores, cinemas, hotels, and public buildings cannot have air conditioning set below 27 degrees Celsius. If you do the conversion, it's just below 81 degrees Fahrenheit in the summer. And you can't have the, in the winter, you can't have the heat above 19 degrees Celsius, which converts to 66 degrees Fahrenheit. A real ice queen. I need that clip next. Additionally, the lights in shop windows must be turned off at 10 p.m. and access doors to the premises must be closed automatically to ensure air does not get out. Air does not get out. Hey, baby, sir, the air has escaped.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
You're going to work 80 degrees inside? I hope they have an outlawed deodorant. Some of the kids I went to school with from Spain, they're all loaded up with, like, you know, bad cologne and stuff. Let's go. It's not going to cut it. The next, if they, like in Germany, it's chaos. In Germany, you can only shower like once or twice a week. In Spain, that's what it'll be next. You can only shower once or twice a week, and you have to work at a sweatshop, and there's no deodorant, there's no soap. It's chaos. It's like one step above the fucking caveman at this point. 80 degrees, that's considered air conditioning. 66 degrees, that's considered heat. Okay. And you folks in Spain, are you going to listen to that? The government will reportedly issue huge fines. Penalties will range from what? I don't know. It doesn't say. I'm not doing the conversion. You're a fucking fool. You're a fool if you pay these people a goddamn dime for any kind of fines. Well, hey, the good news is you dopes in Spain and the other idiots through Europe, you can wave your Ukrainian flags and perhaps get a cooling effect from that while you're melting down. And then you can wave your Ukrainian flags like you've been doing in the winter, too, to try to heat up. I think that could be really help you out. You might be saved by Ukraine again. The United States gave all that money to Ukraine, and now they're over with their tin cup in China. Will you help us rebuild? Will you help us? Please? Why did we give these people money? Oh, so that they could filter it back to the politicians of the United States through their sham bank accounts, their offshore bank accounts, etc. Their illegal proxies. Anything goes, folks. But there. Spending your money, throwing it out the window, and then coming back, they're going to have the IRS beat the living shit out of you and your loved ones. If they can find you, that is. Changing my name to Hunter Biden. I got to worry about going to jail. Some people might already think that I'm smoking Parmesan on this bitch, but that's okay. Stories on here. There's a story on here. Senate Dems cancel COVID testing to ram through reconciliation bill. That's on pain.tv. Blue-collar tough guy, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, leading the polls, the Pennsylvania Democrat U.S. Senate nominee, John Fetterman. This guy had like a stroke right before the primary, and some folks are saying he's having problems talking, and he's still leading in the polls, which goes to show you don't even need to form a sentence to be elected to the Senate. Anyway, the guy's like 7 foot tall. He's like a big dope. He looks like Lurch. Walks around in cut-off sweats and a hoodie. He looks like a real homeless fucking vagabond. He'll fit right in. Blue-collar tough guy John Fetterman lived off his parents until his mid-40s. Oh, well, that's a guy who's going to be able to help you out. This guy's a communist on top of everything else. But anyway, you know, look at this guy.
A real cement head.
He looks like one. Pennsylvania Democrat, U.S. Senate nominee John Fetterman's blue-collar image is being called into question after reports revealed he lived off his parents' money well into his mid-40s. Well, don't hold it against him. He's going to live off yours until his mid-80s. Anyway, gang, although Fetterman runs ads that purport him to be a blue-collar tough guy, his parents financially supported him while he served as mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania for 13 years. Mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. Where the fuck is Braddock, Pennsylvania? Fetterman has acknowledged a cushy suburban childhood. He's openly admitted to the financial contributions his parents gave him as an adult. In 2015, this guy's still getting handouts from his parents?
crumb creep coward.
Parents gave him $54,000. For what? To polish his neck bolts? Both of his parents provided he and his wife four $13,500 gifts, totaling $54,000, which was just below the $14,000 threshold for taxable gifts at the time. Oh, you mean a Democrat doesn't have to pay taxes? Oh, he's got my vote. The same guy who'll be voting, presumably, for the IRS to come to your house has got it all figured out. What did I tell you guys? Two sets of laws. Fetterman's father reportedly donated $100,000. Where's this money coming from? I think these guys were fucking like salt of the earth. Like, these guys are real blue. I worked at a mill. Yeah, a cash mill. $100,000 donated to his dad in 2016 on top of the other 54 grand he got. Fetterman also received financial assistance from family members other than his parents. In 2013, he paid his sister $1 for a loft that she purchased for $70,000. Well, this guy's going to fit right into the Senate. I mean, he should all actually be an honorary senator right now. Fetterman's annual salary when he served as Braddock, Pennsylvania's mayor was $1,800. This guy's got it figured out. Just what we need, another adult on an allowance. This guy was living off his dad's money and his mom's money until he was 46. What a hero. During that period, he failed to pay his taxes 67 times. Now he's running for Senate. And he'll be raising your taxes by trillions. And he'll be spending billions. This dope knows how to... What does the Oz campaign... Communications director says... He knows how to type and use Twitter, but he doesn't know how to use TurboTax. And folks, we know that there's nothing, well, there's nothing worse than a rich kid who didn't have to do anything to get his money. He'll fit right into the Senate. People say, why are you going to... Are you going to stay in Pennsylvania if you move? Yeah, I'm going to because I grew up here and I was born here. And I like Pennsylvania. And I don't make my decision on where to live based on politicians. I'm not paying attention to these fucking assholes. If they want to do something with me, we can dance in court. That's how I'm fucking playing it. Come and take it. I don't give a fuck. I already fought the Justice Department. Whatever you want to do. I like to fight. I like it. I like the action. I told somebody that this week. They're like, you're fucking insane. I like the action. I do. And I'm not just handing shit over to these people anymore. No, it's not happening. Because they just hand your money and just hand it somebody else. They don't even have to be from this country. The Chinese company buys 300 acres near American Air Force Base in North Dakota. No problem. Stories on pain.tv. No problem. Just handing land over to China. And they'll get away with it. You know why? Because the president of the United States and the entire administration is in the pocket of the Chinese Communist Party. Everybody will jump up and down. Oh, we need to do this. At the end of the day, they won't do dick. The Chinese will keep buying up because the criminals in the Senate and in the House and their friends have hung for sale signs on not only United States sovereignty, but United States real estate has been going on for years. Harry Reid, famous for selling just about every fucking thing out west to the Chinese that he'd get his hands on, even stuff that wasn't his. Headline, the Biden administration has begun a sneaky way to compile an illegal gun registry. That's on pain.tv. This is stuff we talked about before. The feds have set up a hotline for reporting people espousing hate-filled views. Boy, that's going to be a big... It's End Hate Now hotline. I just think that's the FBI switchboard, no? Are we allowed to report other government agencies? It's targeting distasteful ideologies, advocacy of political or social positions, use of discriminatory rhetoric, the general philosophic embrace of bias or hate-filled beliefs. Isn't it our government? What are we called to complain about these people? And what are you going to do? What are these fucking mutts going to do about it? Nothing. They have all these databases. They don't do dick with it. I have no fly list databases of extremists, blah, 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 blah. What do you do with it? Nothing. You got all this stuff. They have all these toys. They have all this tech. And they still can't tie their fucking shoes without the help of an adult. It's goddamn... It's embarrassing is what it is. Now, we have videos here that are much more interesting than the story, but I'll read the headline. FBI cites Second Amendment emblem as indicator of militia violent extremists, blah, 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 blah. And this is when Ray was on the Hill trying to make excuses for his criminal cartel that he runs, part of the Justice Department cartel. People say to me, you just talk openly about the FBI hassling you and go. It's a badge of courage, man. It's a badge of courage.